If you had, were working with two of those, what would you call it?
A team of mules.
All right. Uh-huh. What do you call a male horse?
Well, I don't know. I've never called him a mare. I know a mare.
That's a female horse.
That's a female
horse.
Yes,
okay.
And a colt is a young mm-hmm. male horse.
If you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say,
I fell off.
And if a child was in bed and then woke up on the floor, he'd say he fell?
He rolled off the bed.
Okay. What are the things you put on the horse's feet to protect them?
Shoes.
What do you call the horse's foot?
The hoof.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say he has four?
Four hooves.
Mm-hmm. And the game that you play with the shoes would be called?
Horseshoes.
What do you call a male sheep?
A ewe.
A female?
No, a female. Ram. The ewe is a female.
Okay.
A ram.
Mm-hmm. And what do you raise them for that they have on their backs?
For the wool.
Mm-hmm. What is a male hog?
Boar.
What would you call one that had grown up wild?
A wild boar.
What would you call a male hog that had been castrated?
I don't know. I didn't.
Probably only on the farm that they know
yes.
that term. Do you know a name for a female?
Sow.
How about a young one?
Shoat.
Okay. Is that when it's first born?
When it's just a young. The shoats are the newborn piglets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are the stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles.
And the thing that, the long teeth are?
Tusks.
And you would feed the hog in a?
In a trough.
Mm-hmm. If you had a pig and didn't want him to be able to breed, what would you say that you would do to him?
Castrate him.
Any other term for that?
No.
Okay.
Nothing polite.
Well, the whole thing isn't very polite to begin with. These are some animal noises and calls, and if you don't know, just say so. What would you say that a calf does?
Bawls.
Okay. How about a cow?
She bawls too, but
all right,
louder.
A horse?
Neighs.
If you had some horses and mules and cows that were hungry, you'd say, I'm going to feed the
animals.
All right. Suppose you had some chickens and turkeys and geese. You're going to feed the
chickens.
Does that mean turkeys too?
Anything that's out in the barnyard.
All right. What do you call the little bone that children break?
Wishbone.
Would you ever call it a pulley bone?
Never heard that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken or calf that you eat?
Well, there's the chicken, there's a gizzard, there's the in the calf you have the liver, the kidney. Some people raise their nose when you talk about kidney stew, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's brain, there's the what's this thing comes out the neck? The sweetbreads or something?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Well, in a pig, there's something, there's a part that some people eat. I think it's the intestine.
Oh, yes, chitlings.
Yes. Did you ever eat those?
Yeah.
Are they good? I never had
them. They're good. They're very good. Oh. They have to be cooked just right.
Mm-hmm.
They cook them to a crisp and they can be very good.
Mm-hmm. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it's what time?
Well, I don't know because I've never been on the farm.
Do you know how to call cows?
No.
Or calves?
No.
Do you know what to say to a horse to make it turn left and right?
Yeah, there's G and H.
Which is left and which is?
That you have me. I haven't driven a horse in ages. I used to go with my father when he went up the river in a buggy.
Mm. Do you know what to say to get a horse to come in from the pasture? How about to make a horse start moving or go faster?
Yeah.